अभ्रमं भंगरहितं अजडं युनं सदा आनंदतीतमतलं भजेताप्त्रयाभं मिथ्या सिद्धांत दुद्वांत विध्वंसन चक्षण जैतीत्याकतनिर्भासतां हृदंबरे अर्तिकृत्तकल्पोऽयं प्रत्यर्तिगतकेसरी व्यासतीर्थ गुरुभूयात् अस्मदिष्टात् सिद्धे तपोविद्याविरक्त्यादि सद्गुणोगाकरानहं वाजिराजगुरुनन्दे कृपाश्रयान् पूज्ये राघवेन्द्राय सत्यधर्मरताय च भजतां कृपवृक्षाय नमतां कामधेनवे दुर्वादिध्वान्तरवे वैष्णवेन्द्रियवरेन्दवे श्रीराघवेन्द्र गुरवे मोत्तन्त्यालवे आपादमणिपर्यन्तं गुरूणामाप्तिं स्मरेत् तेन विघ्नः पश्यन्ति सिद्ध्यन्ति मनोरथाः. हरिः ओं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. डू द ऋषि देवता छन्दस् एंड देन स्टार्ट. अस्य श्री विष्णु दिव्यसहस्रनाम स्तोत्र महामंत्रस्य श्रीवेदव्यासो भगवान् ऋषिः अनुष्टुप् छन्दः. श्री महाविष्णुः परमात्मा श्रीमन्नारायणो देवता श्रीलक्ष्मीनारायण प्रसाद सिद्धित्ते जपे विनियोगः. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम विश्वस्मै नमः. ओम विश्वं विष्णुर्वशत्कारो भूतभव्य भवत्प्रभु भूतकृत् भूतभृत् भावो भूतात्मा भूतभावनः भूतात्मा परमात्मा च मुक्तानां परमागति अव्ययपुरुषस्साक्षी क्षेत्रज्ञोक्षरेव च योगो योगविदां नेता प्रधानपुरुषेश्वरः नारसिंहोऽपि श्रीमान् केशवपुरुषोत्तमः. So here we are doing the second verse. In the second verse, we are doing Purushaha. We saw some meanings for that. We'll see the rest of the meanings for this word Purushaha. So Purusha, the Shabda, comes a lot of times in Vedic texts and also in Smriti texts. So Bhagavad Gita, so many times Krishna addresses Paramatma as Purushas. Uttama Purushastvanyaha, like that Purushaha, this Purusha Shabda is used for Paramatma. And in Shrutis also, Purusha Sukta itself is there. So where this Shabda Purusha is there. So we saw some meanings, and which are the obvious ones, which like, you know, coming with the Dhatu, Puri. So Puhu, that is the root, Pratipadika, noun form. And then Shete, She, Dhatu. And other, you know, formations, we saw some of them. So here, the last one we saw was, he is doing all kinds of activity for, like, you know, for the whole creation. So Puruhu Bahulaha, so Purusha, Puru Bahula, that means complete or infinite amount of Shaha Cheshtaha. So Yasya Saha Purushaha. So infinite number of activities that Paramatma performs, that's why it's called Purushaha. Shakarha Prana Atma. So from that, so Anacheshtayam, that Cheshtas are indicated by the word Sha, and Puru is Purna or Bahula. So that meaning we saw. And then today we'll see the other meanings. So here Purun Bahun Daityan Syati Nashayati. So that Syati Dhatu, that so Syandane, Syandana means Nasha, to destroy. So whom does, like, you know, he destroys a lot of beings. What kind of beings he destroys? So Purun Bahun Daityan Syati Nashayati. But he does the samhana of all the people. So why specifically? Of course, Daitya Shabda is not there, one thing. And that Daitya we have to get through Adhyahara Madhyama Padalopi. So Purun Bahun Syati Samharati. So Daityan is Madhyama Pada Lopi. So we can put it as Adhyahara. But then we ask two questions. Why should this be put as Adhyahara? And second question that comes to our mind is, why only Daityas? Paramatma does the samhara of everybody. So why specifically mention Daityas? So these two questions come to our mind. The reason this is, so samhara karya is different. That means whenever the karma paripakvata happens, the Lord does, like, you know, the usual samhara karya. But in addition to that, the Lord himself incarnates and kills the Daityas to save the good people. So there, that is a vishesha samhara karya. So that vishesha artha or vishesha special meaning is brought forward in Purusha. So one who destroys the evil daityas to protect the good ones. This is Paramatma's sthiti karya. So that means to protect the good people, he performs this activity. So to indicate that the Purusha Shabda, so his Sushti Karya, Sthiti Karya, Laya Karya, all three are indicated. Here, that Samhara Karya as Sushti, Sthiti, Laya, that Laya Karakatva is one thing. In the Sthiti itself, there is a Samhara Karya. That means to maintain the stability of the universe, he destroys the evil people to help the good people live happily. So this is a Samhara Karya within a Sthiti Karya. So this is a special significant approach for Paramatma Sthiti Karya that is indicated by this meaning of the word Purusha. So Aneka Aneka Daityas are destroyed by him. Purun Bahun Daityan Seti Nashayati Iti Purushaha. So this is another meaning. And then the Purusha, so this is Puru, is Purnam Mokshakhyam Phalam Syat. So Swa Atmanameva Sanoti Dadati Iti Purushaha. So that Purushaha is Puru Purna Sa Sanoti. Instead of Syati, it is Sanoti. The Sakara indicates granting, not destroying, but granting. He is granting what? He is granting the Purna, complete. What is complete? The complete thing, moksha. He grants moksha to all the deserving people. So that is Purna. So moksha rupa sukha, moksha rupa purna phala, he gives to all the deserving people. That's one thing. And then Purna, he himself is Purna. So he sanoti dadati, he gives himself to the devotees, the bhaktas. He gives himself, like, you know, in Samudra Pratiyana, so Hanumanta's Sundara Kanda, Acharya's thing, there we say Atmanameva. So the Lord Anyarandatma Mushya Yogyam Atyanta Bharita Swatmanameva. So he gave himself to his devotees. That thought is also indicated by Purusha. So that is one thing. And then Puru is Purna. And Shaha Shadgunaha, Purnaha Shadgunaha. This meaning is what is conveyed by Bhaga. Bhagavan meaning is also present in Purusha. So Bhagavan Vacha, Purusha Vacha. So that Purusha Shabda giving the meaning of Bhagavan. Bhaga, we said Shadguna. The Shadgunas that we talked about in the Bhagavan Shabda, those Shadguna also we saw in Vashatkara, also we saw that Shadguna. So this Shadgunas are present in their infinite amount in Paramatma. So Puru, Purnaha, Shaha, Shaha, Shadgunaha, Asmin Santiti, Purushaha. So one in whom all the six Shadgunas are present infinitely, completely. That's why it's called Purushaha. So this is actually the Bhagavan Shabda meaning coming for Purusha. And then another meaning that is Purusha is Puram Oshati. So Purusha, so that Usha Dahe. So Pur Usha Dahana Daha, that is heat. So Purushaha means Puru is this Deha, for this body, he Ushati, Oshati, the Usha Dhatu, Oshati. Oshati means Dahati. Dahati means he gives heat. So there is two ways we can take it. One is he is the one who burns all the bodies. That means the Agni, you know, the when a person dies, the bodies are burnt out. Or even if they are buried, the fire force inside the earth, which is in a sukshma form, in a subtle form, that fire takes away or burns the body that is buried. So it is a different kind of fire, not like the visible fire. But the fire power that is inside the earth, that will absorb the dehas. So that way, all the bodies are burnt away by the fire. And the fire, antargata Parashurama Rupa, is the Purusha Rupa. So the Parashurama Rupena Dahati Sarvan Dehan. That's why he is Purushaha. So Parashurama Rupa Chintane can be done by Purusha. This is another meaning. Or here dahati means need not be completely burning away, but just giving the heat. Just like a fire to cook, we give the heat. And also in the body, we need the minimum amount of heat. Otherwise, the body becomes too cold. That means the person is dead. So the person's, there has to be minimum temperature for the body. That minimum temperature is maintained by Paramatma. That's why Purushaha. So Puran, this Dehan, Oshati, Dahati. Here Dahati means Ushnatvam Dadati. So it just means only giving the heat. It doesn't mean completely burning away. So this is also done by Paramatma. That's why he is also, that way also Purushaha. That's another meaning. And then any like actions we perform, like Yajna, Yaga, or Pujas we do, the fruits for that, whatever are we deserve, the complete, that means we deserve, say, X amount of fruits, results for that our action. He is the one who grants those fruits, those action, phala for those actions. That's purna phala for our, purna means not like infinite amount, but whatever we desire, that entire amount of phala is granted by Paramatma. So purna phalam dadati iti purushaha. So that's another meaning. So purum bahu phalam sanoti dadati iti purushaha. That's another meaning. So where... So the meaning is shanam dane, so that's the meaning it's taken. And then the next meaning is Vishnostu Purushakhyani Trini Rupani Ato Viduhu Prathamam Mahataha Sushtam Dutiyam Tu Andasamstitam. See, this is Bhagavata Tatpare Nirnaya. Acharya says Trividha Purusha Rupa of Paramatma. There the Purushatraya. So we do the Purushatraya Rupa Chintana. He is taking three Purusha forms. The first Purusha form is Prathamam Mahataha Srashtru, Dvitiyam Tu Anda Samsthitam, Trutiyam Dehinam Dehe Tani Nyatva Vimuchyate. This Purusha Rupa Chintana is before the creation, before even the creation of the Mahatattva, before the Brahmanda is created. So even before the Brahmanda creation, Mahatattva is created. Even before Mahatattva creation, Paramatma, he is there, and he is the, as a creator of Mahatattva, he is a Purusharupa. So as a Purusharupa, he is present and creates the Mahatattva. That's one Purusharupa. And after creating the universe, he tatsushtva tadeva anupravishat. He enters and pervades the entire universe. So first Mahatattva is created, then the universe is created, and he pervades the entire universe as another Purusha form. That is second Purusha form, that is called Andasamstita Purusha form. Then the third Purusha form, that what we talked about. This is Deha Stita Purusha Rupa. So he is present inside all the bodies of all the living beings. That is third form of Purusha. So this Purushatraya Puratana, so this Puratana Purushatraya Rupas is another Purusha Rupa Chintane. And then the other one is, we talk about is Purushaha Hudistaha Paramaha Kalaha Sarvagato Harihi. So he is Sarvagata Hari, he is present as Hudishta, so inside our Hudaya. And there Antastaha Purusho Nama Jnanadaha Sarvadehinam Bahista Ishwaro Nama Jnanadi Palado Harihi. So in Bhagavatam Panya Acharya describes this. So he is present as Antastaha Purushaha Nama Jnanadaha Sarvadehinam, as Jnana Pradayaka. He is present. That's why he is called Purushaha. So Bahista, so Ishwaro Nama Jnanadi Palado Hari, as a grantor of Jnana, he is present inside our bodies as Purusha Rupa. That is another meaning of Purusha. And after seeing all these various meanings of the Purusha, we get a probably possible doubt that can come to our mind is, in Shastras, there are many ways the Lord is present. Like, for example, He's present in our entire body. He's present in every cell of our body. Everywhere He's present. But why do we talk about this Hrudaya Guha? Ishvara Sarvabhutana Uddeshejana Tishtati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantrarudhani Maya. So He is present inside the hearts of all the people and guides them, directs them. So why this Hrudayastha Rupa Purusha Chintane is done a lot more times, and an emphasis also, a lot more emphasis given to that. So what is the reason for that? So the reason for that is, this Hrudaya doesn't mean our physical heart. The Hrudaya is actually the center of our thought process. It can be in the brain, it can be in the heart, it can be actually a connection between the brain and the heart. It can be anywhere in our body, but where our thought process are taking place. So there, that is actually the like a CPU, central processor unit. Like that, for our the existence of all the living beings, He's present inside that Hrudaya. That is the real Hrudaya that we're talking about, not really the physical heart. Why that Hrudaya is mentioned means, he, as we said, Jnanidaha. So He is Buddhi Preraka. He instigates thoughts in us. So He is the one who is instigator of the thoughts. That is why in Gayatri Mantra also, we say Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. So, Tatsavituru Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. So, Naha Dhiyaha Yaha Prachodayat. One who instigates all our intellects. So, the intellectual process, so that is triggered by Paramatma. So, that is why, that is because that is the real, what you call our sentient being. We're all like sentient beings. Our sentience or our Chaitanya Shakti, our lively or life force is really activated by this thing. So that's why we are kind of, you know, very, very dependent. I mean, we're dependent in every single way, but emotionally, thought-wise, the greatest function of the vital function that is activated by this Hrudayastha, Hrudistha Rupa Paramatma, Purusha Rupa. So that's why this Chintane of Purusha as the indweller of all the hearts of all the living beings is given a special significance. That's why that is mentioned a lot more times than the other ways are they're described. So I have just given, like, you know, the other meanings of Purusha. So whatever questions are there, not only in Purusha meanings, but whatever other meanings also, or any other topic also, it's fine. So feel free to ask any questions. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu. Kayana Vacha Mansendhyerva Buddhyatmanava Ansusubhavam Karumidya Sakalam Parasmai Simannarayane Sampyam Sri Krishna Arpanamastu.